Welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the next episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Race to the Nexus. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one. We're going to do this here in 3, 2, 1, go! Race to the Nexus was the 21st episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on July 21st, 2008, written by Patrick Skule and directed by Jonathan Bruh.
Protects the Rhino Nexus. And without the dagger, no one gets through.
So you went to the Nexus. Throw him into the dungeon.
My destiny.
The dagger is safe and sound.
Safe and sound with one of your buddies.
Yes.
For you, Daishi.
The winds of fate are about to change.
You know, sometimes when he makes those faces, he reminds me of the bully guy in The Christmas Story. You know, the one with the yellow eyes. Honest to God, yellow eyes. Obviously it isn't him, but still.
White tiger.
Wait, what? White tiger?
Keep in mind, there are good reasons why no one gets into the Nexus. They say there are hidden dangers, protectors, so keep your guard up. All right, let's do it. Today, we'll be traveling first class.
By Megazord, okay. That was the Power Rangers version of the, what do you call that, cockpit, I guess? I find it funny that he seems to be getting all hot and sweaty for this, and she seems to be fine. Not a hair out of place, not at all tired. What is this?
Protect the Nexus. Watch your step.
That's his way of saying, you're welcome. See, she realizes that's why she's smiling.
What was that? It's the Overlords. They passed us.
Oh, man. They're heading to the Rhino Nexus, too. We have to beat them there.
Then you need to speed up. Too late.
Us back to life.
But you have betrayed us. Today shall be your last.
I've been looking forward to this. Rizaka, overlord of the land!
That was a very awkward landing. I wouldn't use that if I was you, dude. Okay, I would use that as much as you can. That's a good idea. That seems to be helping you out. He just needs to make sure to hang on to it real tight, because this thing's been, like, taken from people a couple times now. Remember back in the old days when that he would have just slowly poked at the ground and they would have dove out of the way or something?
Now's our chance.
They're getting away.
I will destroy the Rangers with my bare claws.
Ha, get it? Because they actually are bear claws. It's kind of funny. Wow, that was pretty good. Uh-oh.
There's nowhere to hide. This is your end.
Meanwhile, Daishi is still heading up to the Rhino place, right? Look, it's the familiar quarry again.
You have proven to be resilient, but I am the overlord who will finish the job.
You've picked the wrong day to mess with us.
Is this our first all four of the morph? I don't remember.
Stop! In order to reach the Nexus, you must get past me.
Rhino Ranger!
Oh, that was pretty sick.
You won't be around anyway.
I'm not done yet.
I hate to point this out. But they're going against, like, the big bad of the show, and they're not powering up. Finally, here we go. That probably did nothing. Oh, this isn't the big bad. What am I thinking? This is just this guy. Wait, them and their masters. Why did they mention the masters? Well, I guess the masters have been a pain in their butts lately, right? Ooh! So what was this fight like in the Sentai? Or is there was a fight in the Sentai? Oh, here we go. I'm only asking because that was a completely Power Ranger fight. Now we're in Sentai footage. And that's going to be Lily. Meanwhile, back at the tree. Oh, that worked. All he had to do was He-Man it up. Cool. Oh, second layer of defense. Cool. Dom's not doing very well here. Oh, look how he suddenly switched into Sentai footage. That's not bad. Ow.
Today, fool.
We're running out of time here, guys.
Which of me is real and which is illusion? Hope my tiger instincts are right on this one.
Wow, not bad.
This is my destiny. No one's gonna stand in my way. In business. I don't need an illusion to destroy you.
What did he just do?
The most powerful trick of all.
I could be big with purple flames. You've never seen this before. Is this actually working? Wow. Why did it turn the ground into bricks? That was weird. He defeated one of the masters? Huh. And all by himself, too.
At last.
Huh, I wonder where you put the sword. Dagger thing.
Dominic? Of course you're here. You possess the Rhino spirit, but I'll have the Rhino powers.
What is up with his accent? Dominic? Oh, it won't let him do it. Ha! Because he's not a good guy. Or maybe it's due to the, Oh, what was that? Is it because he doesn't have the Rhino spirit or because he's a bad guy? That's the question I have now. They're just going to stand there and let him do it. Oh, look how it slides right in. Like butter. All that work for nothing.
Spin Fury. Jungle Master Spin Attack.
See, that's just not fair. Oh, is Dominic going to use the Zora to take this one out by himself, too?
What is that?
I don't recognize it.
Rizaka?
I don't think so.
Is that Dominic?
No! The Rhino Ranger! Power of the Rhino!
Go, Dom!
Oh, Dom!
Yeah! He just nudged him over.
Incredible.
Looks like we both got new powers.
Oh, he upgraded his, what's it, Socato? Why would you call that a Megazord? It's one sword.
So you reach the Nexus, no matter.
Did we just go to commercial just to come back for the big fight and the go right into the Jungle Fury theme music? Oh yeah, it's the Megazord, it's a Zord debut, so you can't just shoot at it. Come on. Wonder what that symbol means. Again, it's a single Zord, so it's not a Megazord. On the other hand, they did get rid of one of the Master Guys. Or Overlord. What about the lady one? The jellyfish girl.
Think you're rid of me? Ha! Think again.
All right, this was a pretty crazy episode. We didn't have anything like we normally do. There was really... Was there any character development, really? Or even an attempt for it. The Rangers spent most of the time morphed. And when they were unmorphed, they didn't talk much till that last fight. Weird. But we get a new Zord out of it. I don't like it when they call a single Zord a Megazord. It does not make any sense. It's not a Megazord. It's a single Zord. Megazord, since the beginning, at least for Power Rangers, has been a combination of at least two. Weird. Anyway, that's going to do it for this time. Thank you all for joining me for this adventure. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Arise the Crystal Eyes. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Game.